oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
So, you want to feel loved, you want to feel validated, you want to feel peaceful, appreciated, but you feel like in your relationships, you're always feeling misunderstood. People seem to not want to reciprocate your effort and your energy. Your specific person won't commit to you. Your friends are not being loyal to you. Your family is just letting you down when they should be the ones supporting you. I know exactly what this feels like, and I want to tell you that you're not alone and you're not hopeless. What if I told you that all you had to do to attract those amazing relationships you desire is simply change your self-concept, reprogram your subconscious beliefs around relationships, and you'll start to see people reacting to you in a totally different way. By the end of this video, you'll have all the tools that you need in order to form and maintain those healthy relationships that you deserve. So let's get right into it. The first thing that you're going to do is look at your current relationships. Look at your most recent relationships, romantic relationships. Look at your current friendships. Look at your patterns. At this point, you're not here to change anything. You're not here to judge yourself or feel guilty. You really want to just look at your relationships in an objective way. Like you are not yourself, you're a third person looking in, examining how your current relationships are going and why they're going this way. So once you take some time to contemplate that, you're going to start to formulate a story. This is essentially the program that is consistently running in the background of our minds, and it is creating our reality. You've probably heard this before, but the subconscious mind actually controls, I think it's about 95% of your reality and what you perceive. So if you can go in and change what your subconscious beliefs are, then that means you're going to have essentially 95% new reality, 95% new outcomes. You only really have conscious control of that 5%, what you're thinking, what you're doing, but this doesn't mean that you're powerless. Within that 5% of conscious control, that's where we have these subconscious reprogramming techniques that I teach in my courses and on my one-on-one coaching. But this is where those techniques that we do in our conscious states are going to penetrate deeply into our subconscious mind. So we adopt a new program in the background. Now it is no longer the old story, it is the new story. So once you have figured out what your old story is, I personally love to do this on paper. So get yourself a notebook, get yourself a few sheets of paper, and write out all of your current assumptions and beliefs about relationships. So anything that has to do with how you assume people will treat you, how you assume people will react to you, the things that you assume other people are thinking about you when you walk into a room. The assumptions that you have about why certain relationships didn't work. The assumptions you have about why certain relationships did work. Get deep with this. Anything that you've ever picked up that has to do with relationships, you need to write it all down. Right now, you are literally emptying your mind so you can clearly see what program is currently running here. The biggest mistake you can make here is to not be fully honest with yourself. Now, oftentimes, if you don't have anything that you can think of, if you're not sure what to write down, you don't know what the program is, chances are you just don't know yourself very well. You're maybe lying to yourself a little bit. Maybe you're not being very self-aware in certain areas. Maybe you're not in touch with your shadow self. There's a whole world of inner work that has to do with getting to know your shadow, getting to know the traits about yourself that aren't as desirable, getting to know yourself on a different level. So if you're having trouble coming up with your current program and figuring out what these assumptions and beliefs are, then I highly recommend that you get in touch with the deeper side of you, the side that is not so obvious above the surface, right? This is what I help people one-on-one. It's easy for me to kind of probe, ask the right questions, peel back the layers, and get to those root causes, those core beliefs. But if you're doing this by yourself, you need to do the work of asking those questions, probing deeper, getting to know what the deep core beliefs are that are creating your life. This is not about feeling guilty, okay? You're not here to judge yourself or judge your family for putting these beliefs in you or judge society for teaching you these things. We're not here to blame anybody. We're here to reflect within ourselves what we can do as powerful divine creators in order to make our life better. So this is not your opportunity to go sit here and say, well, my mom taught me that. Why would she teach me that? Well, my ex did that. Why would they do that? Well, my teacher said that. Why would they say that? No, this is not the time for that. You can throw yourself a pity party later when we have extra time. But right now, let's just focus on being objective and understanding that it's not your fault. It's not anyone else's fault. If someone else taught you certain beliefs, those same beliefs were taught to them, and they probably suffered in their life from having those beliefs. But instead of changing those beliefs for themselves, maybe nobody told them to do that. Maybe that was never even a thought. Now they've passed those beliefs on to you. And now you can sit here and say, oh, how dare they? And then stay in your same beliefs and then pass it on to somebody else. Or you can say, you know what? It's not their fault. It's nobody's fault. It's not my fault. But let's fix the situation. Let's create a better reality. And I guarantee you, when you fix yourself first and you show others how your life has changed and how happy you are and how connected you are and peaceful you are, they're going to naturally be more like you. They're going to naturally want to ask you what you're doing, learn from you, and apply that into their own lives. But you can't just tell people what to do. You can't just be accusational and hold grudges against others, thinking that you holding that grudge is going to pressure them to change. The best thing to persuade someone else to change is by you yourself changing. At this point, we're just going to review the evidence because energy, vibration, it leaves clues. So we're going to be able to realize based off of our current outcomes, our past outcomes, our current relationships, and examine exactly what those assumptions are, what's going on, why we're at the place that we are now. After you've written out all of your assumptions, all of the old story, you're going to go through and alchemize the beliefs that aren't serving you. So if you have a certain assumption that all men cheat, that does not serve you. That is not objectively true. That may be true for some people, but it doesn't have to be true for you. So you need to then ask yourself if this belief is serving you, and then alchemize that or transform that into something else. This process of alchemizing the old limiting beliefs is taught in depth in all of my programs. But what you want to do is figure out where that belief comes from, why it's there. Ask yourself if it's objectively true, if you need to have that belief. And then obviously most of the time the answer is going to be no, you don't need to have that belief. So then from there, you're going to choose a better one that serves you, that is more productive. Once you have your new story, best practice, best thing you can do is create a ritual around this new reality that you've created, this new self-concept. When you have your ritual that you commit to every single day, it's something that is easy for you to do. You're not going to be miserable or overworked, but by having a specific ritual that works for you, that you created, you chose, that is going to get you to your goal so much faster, and you're going to enjoy the journey way more. Because oftentimes when we go through this process of figuring out what our current story is, and then figuring out our new story, our new assumptions, alchemizing all that stuff, then you're like, okay, what now? So when we have a ritual to program this new reality, this new self-concept, we don't have to think about it and stress anymore. We're not constantly thinking, oh, am I manifesting right? Am I changing my self-concept? Am I doing the right things? Is this working? You don't have to ask yourself that anymore. You have a ritual that you've committed for a certain amount of time. I recommend having a ritual at least 30 days, if not longer, 60 days to be sure. If you skip a day, you need to start over. Okay, that's why I say aim for 60 days. That way you're not super tight, because if you set the goal for 30 days, but then you skip your ritual every 2 days, every other day, then you're not really getting that full 30 days of straight, like consistent ritual, which the consistency is what makes it work. That's why you always want to make sure that you are holding yourself accountable, or you have other people in your life that are going to help hold you accountable and keep you to what you're supposed to be doing. Here's a bonus tip for you. When you have your list of new assumptions, read the list and then figure out like 5 general affirmations that kind of encompass everything on that list. It's very, very likely that as you're reading your new assumptions, you're going to realize that there's a certain themes in there. So find the themes and then create no more than like 3 to 5 easy affirmations that sort of embody this new identity, this new self-concept, and repeat those every single day, all day, every day. Some scientists say that it takes about 10,000 repetitions for you to really create a new neural pathway. So 10,000 times, that's a lot, right? That means every day you're repeating this. I highly recommend you have it written down. Maybe you have it posted up on your mirror. Maybe you have it on your screensaver. But don't just have it written down and then have it on your wall, right? You actually want to take the steps to read it and feel what you're reading. This isn't just about memorizing something to pass an exam. This is about truly learning something. You're creating a new neural pathway. You're reprogramming your subconscious mind. So you don't want to just take this for granted and say, oh yeah, la la la, I'm wealthy, I'm healthy, I'm happy, blah, 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 blah. No, you really want to feel it. You really want to say, I am healthy, I feel healthy, I am happy, I am wealthy. I feel more wealthy every day. I feel more loved every day. I am safe, I am secure, I am loved, I am adored. I have now met my dream partner. I am so happy. I'm in love. You say these affirmations with feeling, because the more you actually feel it, the more the words that you're saying are actually gonna seep down to your subconscious mind. Why do you think it's so easy for us to like memorize a song lyric, but then when we're trying to memorize history terms for an exam or for some work presentation, it's so hard and it's so boring? It's because we're not emotionally involved. When we're listening to music, we're in a high vibe state, we're feeling good, we're feeling the energy of the song, therefore it's so easy for us to clearly hear the lyrics and feel the lyrics and be able to then know the lyrics and then say it back out with the same passion that the artist might have had. But when we're doing a boring work presentation and we don't find that same vibration, we're not at that frequency, we're not excited about it, we're not having any type of emotional reaction to it at all, then it's gonna be like the most boring, monotone thing. And as soon as you give the presentation, you're gonna forget whatever it is that you said. As soon as you take the test, you're gonna forget all the words. I remember this used to be me when I was in school and I was doing like, you know, the types of tests where you had to memorize words and keywords and definitions and things like that. I swear, I would get like 100 on the test, and then a day later, I'm like, what was the word? How do you spell that? You know, you gotta do what you gotta do. At this point, the third step is going to be showing up as your new self. So this really, really, do not take it for granted. It's not some obvious thing. It's not about faking it or pretending. This is where you really want to take a look at your boundaries, like what you are allowing other people to do, what you are allowing yourself to do. You want to make sure that you're not acting like the old version of yourself. So you've already created this new self-concept. You have your ritual. You're affirming your assumptions every single day. Now put yourself in the shoes of the person that is that, of the person that is saying these affirmations. If you're repeating an affirmation like, I'm so happy, I have the best friends, I have the best partner, then you would be walking around very happy. You wouldn't be entertaining random strangers coming up to you and flirting with you, being rude or not approaching you in a respectful way. You wouldn't be entertaining friends overstepping your boundaries. You wouldn't be entertaining being with your partner and then your partner not valuing you or not respecting you. You wouldn't even entertain it. That wouldn't even be a possibility for you, because when you are in the identity and the self-concept that you have a loyal partner, you have an amazing partner, the thoughts wouldn't even cross your mind that they wouldn't be loyal to you or that they wouldn't treat you with respect, or something that they said wouldn't really rub you the wrong way because they would never try to offend you. They would never disrespect you. So you wouldn't even think to take offense to something somebody said because everybody treats you with respect. Everyone you come into contact with cares about you, is worried about your safety, wants you to be well, is concerned with you. When you have this new identity, your reality starts to change. But you also have to show up as that new person because you need to take that leap of faith. If we keep the new identity in our heads and we don't act on it, we're keeping it in the quantum. We're keeping it in the dream space, the imaginary space. But it's when we act in this new identity that we pull it down onto the earth plane, into the matrix, whatever you want to call it, into physical reality, and we start to actually energetically attract it in real time. Not just on the quantum plane, not just in our visualizations, but in real life, in real time. And then from there, you need to focus your energy on maintaining the relationships that you're forming and healing any relationships that may not be going the way that you expected them to go. Or you need to move on, right? Not everyone is going to be able to come with you every step of the way in your life. So make sure that you have your boundaries and that you're showing up as that version of yourself, okay? I wish you the best of luck on this journey. If you'd like to work with me, all my links are in the description. I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.